Welcome to the lesson about your luteal phase, also known as your inner autumn. These are days 20 to day 26 in your menstrual cycle. So during this phase, you have greater self-awareness and connection to your needs and actual energy. As a result, you will be more discerning, more targeted, efficient, and having more clarity and inner insight. While your tolerance and optimism levels might dip, you will notice a rise in your ability for crap detection. You may also feel like your shadow side is being exposed and you are face to face with your soul and your truth. It is not always pretty, but if you can accept and take responsibility for these parts of you, it can both mature and liberate you. Some women actually thrive in the second half of the cycle, feeling at their most productive and creative. For other women, this is a tougher time of the month. Your ease with a certain phase of the month will reflect something of your own nature and also the life phase that you are in. This is an important time because actually your health challenges could be revealed during this phase. The cycle is stress sensitive, and as such, it acts as our early warning system. So just as you can feel emotionally overwhelmed, close to bleeding, so your immune system is more sensitive and everything feels more intense. So you may want to skip waxing your legs during this time because everything will feel much more painful. Women with underlying health vulnerabilities or chronic illness may notice a flare-up of these at this time. PMS, by the way, is a clear sign that you are overwhelmed and run down. And in this program, you're going to learn how to take care of yourself, radically take care of yourself, so that you are able to pace yourself, take care of yourself, and stop these symptoms. So in order to calm your nervous and immune systems down, I advise you to improve your self-care routine. Stick to eating in alignment with your feminine current, get plenty of rest, ask for help, plan your meals ahead of time, enroll your loved ones by being specific about what it is that you need, stick to exercise that your body craves instead of pushing yourself too hard, and reduce stressors. All of these will help you keep PMS symptoms at bay. So, another thing that happens during this time is the awakening of your inner critic, which may sound nasty and mean during this time, but it is important that you understand her fully and her real message for you. So on the surface, your inner critic appears to be the curse of your life, undermining your confidence, breaking the bubble of your hopes and dreams, and generally sucking the life and the energy out of you. If you've ever felt not good enough or asked yourself the question of what is wrong with me, then you know what I mean. You can be a queen at work and business, but when it comes to your kids and mothering, you feel completely out of control and lose grip. Who's going to let you know about this? Yeah, your inner critic. You can rock relationships with difficult and challenging adults, but when you come home, your kids completely drive you crazy? Yep. Your inner critic is going to make sure that you know and remember. Or let's say you are a health coach and you know so much about food and nutrition and are working so hard to take care of your body. But one misplaced comment from your mom and your inner critic is completely unleashed, raving and losing it. Before you know it, you are all over your fridge, shoving in whatever comes to mouth. Yep, it could be emotional eating, or it could be also your inner critic or your inner shadow nagging and annoyingly pushing you to look at the darkest places of who you are. Because here's a revelation. You are divine, you are amazing, you are charming and talented, but you also have anger issues, you have a strong need for controlling everything and everyone, and you're also kind of lazy. So I'm not saying this because I want to criticize or mess with your psyche. All I want is for you to see that in order to grow and become who you want to be, we have to have the courage to look at the darkest areas that make us who we are. How amazing that this too is encoded in your cycle as an opportunity to look at least once a month. So let's learn how to tame your inner critic and actually get the best of her. As women, we are surrounded in a pool of so many shoulds and supposed tos. And especially as women, if we don't learn how to soothe, how to manage, or how to control ourselves and our thoughts, we can drown in this inner toxicity, in these feelings of shame and self-loathing. The inner critic doesn't care that you've achieved a lot, that you have a master's degree in human psychology, or that you manage 50 people. So unless you can do that for yourself as a counterbalance to the negatives, you will end up feeling completely paralyzed. At the core of it, you've inherited your inner critic from your caveman or cavewoman. All it wants is to keep you safe. The more daring and courageous you will act, and the more you choose to face your fears, the loudest your inner critic would be. In fact, it's often a sure sign that you're on to something significant and true to you when your inner critic suddenly goes into overactive. Criticism is a double-edged sword. It can either kill you off or awaken you to a new level of self-recognition and power. Now, let me be clear here. Taming the inner critic is challenging, and it is important not to go at her alone, especially in the beginning. Have some allies on hand, like a listening partner, a woman's circle, or a wise counselor who can guide and support you as you learn to stand up to the critic. During the luteal phase, you almost become more permeable and allow more hurt to affect you and touch your soul. The moment of transition from inner summer to inner autumn, or from visibility to culmination, they can be like hitting a speed bump. Things suddenly stop looking quite so sunny. Your optimism soars a little. Your energy flags, and a tiny doubt or wobble starts to creep in. So what does she want? The inner critic's job is to make sure that you've been using your precious life force wisely. She is like the accountant who comes at the end of the month to check if you've been managing your company's money wisely and efficiently. Have you been drinking too much? Have you been yelling too much at the kids? Have you been gossiping? Have you been wasting time on Netflix? Binge eating? Have you been scrolling mindlessly on social media? Or have you been feeling invincible or feeling like you are at the top of the world? So now, my love, it is time to get humble with yourself. Zoom out on your life and see the bigger picture. Ask yourself, who are you? What are you here to do? What do you want? Where are you going? What is your vision for yourself and your family? Your inner critic's job is to make sure that you are taking care of yourself and that you are on track with your calling. If you didn't use your inner spring and inner summer to create and get on with your ideas and plans and squandered your precious life force, you will feel more vulnerable to her meanness even more. Why? Because deep down inside, you know she's right. The more you hear the critic and make a choice to address the issues that emerge each month, the more you begin to respect this figure. And the more wisdom, self-respect, and inner strength you can harness from your encounters with it. During the luteal phase, you are less innocent and less focused on other people and more on yourself. The more you face your inner critic during the luteal phase, the quicker she will leave you alone and will allow you to really rest during menstruation. Setting boundaries with your inner critic. The inner critic knows no boundaries. She believes that it's okay to chatter in your head 24/7 if allowed to. The feeling of overwhelming and inability to face her only arises because you haven't yet created your internal boundaries, also known as the practice of self-containment. As you work with your cycle, you begin to awaken the more adult and mature self, and as a result, build your inner container. It's as though you expand your capacity to hold or tolerate bullshit, to tolerate suffering, struggle, or challenges. I remember clearly feeling this after working with my coach. All of a sudden, I felt like the things that bothered or seemed hard before I started working with her don't bother me as much because my BS capacity grew. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm going to attract more BS into my life. Actually, the contrary is true. This means that you now have the ability to see it clearly and have the tools to disintegrate or to stop the negative thoughts before they completely consume you. Each phase in the cycle is integral to your full well-being and creative expression, and therefore it's important not to override them. Menstrual cycle awareness will give you the structure and the framework to align your life's purpose with your body and biology, so things will feel good and flawless. Every month, your self-care through cycle awareness expands, and as a result, magic happens. So in this sense, your inner critic, she is actually the great awakener. Have you ever felt like your life is amazing and everything is going really well, and then, the week before your period, you start doubting everything? You ask yourself big existential questions like, what is my life about? Am I on track? What am I doing with my life? Am I facing the things that I should be facing? Are my relationships working? Am I a good mom? Am I showing up the best as I can as a wife? Or why am I in this relationship? And then you hear answers like, your life is shit, or worse, I am shit. You suck. You are a liar. All you do is talk and have nothing to show for it. I know, that's really mean. But the inner critic is not interested in prettying things. Her sacred job is to prick the bubble of your life, your naive self. It wants you to get smarter about your life and to ditch the illusions. She wants you to stop lying to yourself. The inner critic is your opportunity to adult, to mature, and have a more discerning life true to you. This is your opportunity to develop self-contemplation and take courageous action towards the life that you were destined to live. Okay? But you have to be careful. Hearing your inner critic's message is valuable, but it's important to not do it in a way that is crippling your capacity to regenerate. That's the catch-22. Remember that the inner critic is weak on boundaries, meaning she doesn't know when to stop. So it is your job to say enough. By doing this, you not only create a boundary, but also experience the critic's gift to you, which is a claiming of your own knowing and authority. How cool is that? Not everything she says is worthy of your attention, as sometimes she can be quite crazy and mad, which is why it is really important to learn to tame her. The most thing to remember is to be kind and forgive yourself often. This too is a practice and it takes time, which is why I've designed the program to be long enough so that you have enough time to practice while having someone external supporting you in facing her. I advise you to think of a name for the inner critic and start addressing her by name. For example, my inner critic's name is Gloria. She's so mean, the bitch. But we've learned to love each other over time. Some ways to help you practice self-kindness would be to sound like this. Yeah, you're right, Gloria. I'm not brilliant at whatever. It's not my thing, and I'm okay with that. I now recognize that my strengths are X, Y, and Z, and I'm going to keep doing that. Journaling is a great place to speak to her directly, to negotiate with her, and to create boundaries with her. The critic is constantly testing to see if you're home, if you're present for yourself, if you are awake to your calling and are working on it daily. Oh, and by the way, your inner critic thrives off of sugar. So this is a great opportunity for you to not only be mindful about what you put in your mouth, but also heal from emotional eating and anything that you felt is holding you back or controlling your food choices. This is your opportunity to show her who is the master. You are the master of you. It is you and not her. Okay? So, let's talk about what should you do when the inner critic appears during the other phases, because this happens too. I've heard it so many times from clients. She is definitely the most present and loud during the luteal phase, but sometimes your inner critic can appear during the other phases of the month. So it mostly happens when you're tired, a bit run down, unhappy, unconnected to yourself, in the transition from one phase to another. So sometimes with in transition between crossover days, or maybe you're in between a life transition in which you're changing from one identity and you're stepping into a new one. For example, becoming a new mother or a mother to another child, your second or third or fourth baby. You can be more permeable to the critic's voices during those times. So, what should you do if that happens? Simply, as silly as it sounds, you are going to ask her to leave. You're going to explain that even though you appreciate she might have something important to share, this is not the moment. Tell her that you will meet her again in the luteal phase. It is very helpful to say it out loud and not in your head so that she actually hears you. Again, super important to remember that you are the boss and not her. Okay? Now, let's talk about your appetite and why you crave chocolate. I've heard this so many times. So during the luteal phase, you might feel like you are hungrier and also thirstier than usual, and that is totally normal. Actually, a new study found that emotional eating in women tends to spike about a week before their periods. And studies have shown that during the second half of your cycle, which is the luteal phase, you may experience an amped-up appetite because levels of progesterone and ovarian hormone, also connected to hunger, are higher. Insulin and the happy hormone serotonin dip during the luteal phase, while the stress hormone cortisol actually increases. Chocolate makes you feel good. The fat and sugars help replenish insulin and serotonin levels in the brain, which helps to elevate your mood, which is why you crave the chocolate. So, does this mean that you can binge on food and chocolate? Well, yes and no. It is perfectly fine to eat a little more than you normally eat, but please be mindful about chocolate, about sweets, and anything sugary. Remember that your inner critic thrives off of sugar, and the more sweets you eat, the meaner she will get. So you can indulge on some dark chocolate and some homemade desserts where you control the amount of sugar that is added. This is also to set you up for easier menstruation without PMS pain. So please be mindful of that. So let's talk about some practices that you can try to help manage the pain and discomfort of the luteal phase. This is something I hear coming up again and again in my coaching calls. So the first thing is sleep. This is really number one on anyone's list. When my girls are a bit sick or tired, this is what I prescribe for them and nothing else. Sleep is restoring and healing on so many levels. So it is a good idea to start there. So if you feel a little bit, tired than usual, see if you can find a pocket of time to rest. For me, for example, finding some time to nap during the day, it's a great strategy because, for example, especially during the luteal phase and also during menstruation, if I don't nap during the day, I don't have energy for when my kids are coming back home from school. So because, it comes from the intention that I want to be a good mom, I want to be a nice mom, I need to take care of myself so that I can, be for them and I can be present for them. Okay, so sleep is number one. Another thing is called yoga nidra. And this is basically a deep guided meditative practice. You can look up yoga nidra. So you spell nidra as N-I-D-R-A. You can find online on YouTube. There are many, many videos. And some of my favorite ones I'm going to link up below, so you can just click on the sheet that is accompanying this video and download some of my favorite nidras. Earthing is so amazing, and I know it sounds woo-woo, but basically earthing is to go outside barefoot and connect with nature and Mother Earth. And when I say earthing, I don't mean walking barefoot on cement. I actually mean stepping on the ground, on the grass. Like if you can take your shoes off in the park and just spend some time feeling the earth with your feet. It's really, really incredible and healing and grounding. Food. Well, this is a big topic, but practice eating in alignment with your feminine current, which you can obviously access through your members area. Eating in a way that nourishes the fluctuating hormones during each phase, specifically during the luteal phase, will help you to feel like you have the energy inside of your body to face things like the inner critic or extreme levels of exhaustion. This is all normal, but then it's really about being intentional and radically taking care of yourself. So this is a very important point. Another thing is EFT tapping. This is an easy and beautiful emotional freedom technique that you can use to bring your emotional and physical health into balance and master your big and scary emotions, which arise during this time of the month, and that's totally normal as well. Another thing you can try is movement medicine, and that is basically dancing. Dancing with awareness of your body, thoughts, and feelings. And I'm going to include a link to something that I practice myself, and hopefully you can try exploring this as well. This is a lot of fun, and the people who have created this program are really amazing. Then yoga. Yoga is always a beautiful way to move the body, to move some stagnant energy that is trapped, especially in our pelvis area, which is the second chakra. And you can try the three sequences that I've designed together with my yoga teacher, Rachel. And again, you can find those through the bonus section inside of the members area. Okay. Healing massage is also a very good way to rebalance yourself during this time. So you can schedule a deep tissue massage for yourself and allow the touch of someone else to relax and heal you. Practice silence. Quiet everything down, especially technology. Give yourself a full day without any access to technology and see how incredible this feels. This is really true freedom. And then the last thing you can do is to do Epsom salt baths. Epsom salt bath is an excellent de-stressor. The magnesium in the salt is an essential mineral for minimizing menstrual stress. It also helps to oxygenate the body and release toxins, and it's a good antidote for electromagnetic radiation. So if you are working in front of the computer, or even if where you sleep has a lot of outlets, there is a lot of electromagnetic radiation that affects our very, very sensitive nervous system and hormonal system. So basically what you would do, you would add 2 to 3 cups of Epsom salts to a hot bath. Ideally, you would have a chlorine filter fitted to your bath tap, but if you don't, that's okay. And then just soak for 20 minutes. And don't shower after that, right? And if you can, just lie flat for at least 10 minutes before you're falling asleep to just feel the difference in your body. And your sleep should be so much better having these salts enter your body through the pores of the skin. Okay, and that's it. There are many other things that you can do. I'm sure that, you know, the things that you can also think of things that you can do that help you. So do whatever it is that helps you to relax, to restore, to quiet down, and to feel like you are in control of your life and not any other forces.